Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 602, sunny and 72 degrees today. Well, North Korea is the topic from last night. In fact, early this morning, if you're just waking up now, about an hour ago, President Trump was doing a live press conference that was never ending.
They're in Singapore, right?
Yeah, answering many questions about the summit that apparently went very well.
Am I the only one? Because you know in Singapore, like, they have very strict rules. You can't spit, you can't chew gum.
Nothing.
Or else you get caning and everything else. Am I the only one who, like, as Trump was flying to Singapore, like, just closed their eyes and saw Trump getting off the plane, like, spitting out a piece of gum? Next thing you know, they're caning our president. 27 lashes across his ass cheeks.
Pants down in public, bamboo stick. Well, fortunately, everything apparently went very well.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
From what was being said in the press conference, everything is, like, he signed, Kim Jong-un signed the agreement for denuclearization. They're already destroying some things that weren't even in the agreement. Like, there's a lot of forward motion. Trump sounds very happy and positive.
You better believe it.
I caught some of it on my way in. And I guess, like, our side showed them, like, a video presentation of what life could be like in North Korea if they, you know, played along and they can have prosperity and business and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, wow, we did a video presentation? That's so great.
I heard Trump say the sentence, they have wonderful beaches.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't think of that. North Korea, you think everything's gray and miserable. And he's like, you know, the ones, and he says, you know, the ones where they were shooting missiles from and blowing them up and exploding them. He goes, you know, those beaches could be very nice.
Yeah. What about a condo over there? He goes,
fantastic.
Yeah. So, I don't know that too.
Anyway, to summarize, this is right after Kim Jong-un and Trump shook hands on the stage. Dennis Rodman.
What is he
NBA
doing
player,
there?
He brought himself over there personally, just went on the trip because he's been there many times to meet with Kim Jong-un, who loves basketball, loves the NBA. So he had a carte blanche to go over there. He has his family over there. So he went over just to be over there as part of this history.
He brought his whole family to Singapore for
this? That's what it says. Him and his family are over there, and he is right after the handshake, not even after the agreement signed, just then. He's so happy. Here he is on CNN speaking. This is Dennis Rodman.
The door will open, and it's amazing. When I said those things, when I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything, and I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home, but I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day. I'm here to see it. I'm so happy.
That's emotional, right? I like the way he's a little like Porky Pig at the beginning. He's so much the words won't come out.
Yeah.
So Dennis Rodman describing the euphoria that he feels. And in Trump's press conference, he wasn't like that, but he sounded very happy and very optimistic.
We'll
see where it all goes.
All he said was when he went to North Korea last time, he couldn't come home. That's all I got from
that. Came home, he couldn't go to his house.
What he just said had absolutely nothing to do with what happened yesterday. All about him the last time he got home from North Korea.
Well, listen,
that's all that was about.
Before he got to that, he was like, you know, last time when I said this would happen, this would open, he got death threats. He couldn't even go to his own house.
Right.
But he was saying in the beginning, it's going to open. This is great. This is a great thing for everybody, for Japan, for China. You know. Yeah, he's very, very excited and broke down emotionally and cried.
China!
CNN. See, look, Trump's very excited, too.
All right.
So there you go. Let's see how it goes. Everything's signed. And going forward, we'll see if Kim Jong-un sticks to the deal and if everybody is happy.
You wonder
there'll be a wrinkle somewhere. There has to be.
You wonder if the other living presidents are sitting there going, wow. Really? That worked?
I never thought that would work.
Calling their old assistants. How come you couldn't get me that meeting?
Well, Rodman in that interview, too, he said how many times I tried to relay messages from Kim Jong-un to President Obama, and he kept rejecting me. He didn't want to listen to me.
Mm.
So he mentioned that.
That's understandable.
That, you know, I mean, I'm kind of on Team Barry on that one.
Yeah. Well, everybody, hey, when Rodman went that first time, I remember the outrage.
Right.
Yeah.
That was December of 2013 was the first time he went.
Right, how he could go talk to this guy.
Yeah.
What I want to know is what kind of ego you have to think that you belong in Singapore for this.
No, I guess he's excited.
The country
he's
of Singapore.
The only guy who went over to North Korea, you know, years ago when nobody else would go.
The country of Singapore had to flip the bill for Kim Jong-un's stay because he has no money. But Dennis Rodman's paying for his entire family to go over there and just hang out on the sidelines.
Financed by this company, Potcoin. Potcoin.com.
Right, but
they paid for the whole thing.
Oh, they did for him?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Oh, that's what his t-shirt was with the P with the line in it. I couldn't figure out what that shirt was.
Yeah, Potcoin.
Oh, got me. All right, 607. Here's Ted with the roast.
Your BAB Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic on the East End. We're going to be dealing.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.